This is JIS News. Coming up, DBJ to lend billions to business sector this year. Tourist arrivals increase and JUTC fixes ticket glitch. Details after the break.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore justice.
My brethren, the one to one, the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less life, more life. No gun, no knife. With a blessed of life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. More operators of micro, small and medium-sized MSME enterprises are approaching the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, for funding. General Manager with responsibility for loans at the DBJ, Edison Galbraith, says loans issued to the MSME sector increased significantly during the 2013-2014 fiscal year when compared to the previous year.
We've moved from just over 900 million per year to, in the last financial year, we did $2.28 billion. Our target for this year is in fact $3 billion, and we're well on the way to achieving that.
The DBJ is projecting the creation of 12,000 jobs over the next 5 years, indicating that it will pump some $30 billion into loans for businesses during the period. The Development Bank of Jamaica is mandated to foster economic growth and development of strategic sectors of the Jamaican economy. These sectors include agriculture and agro-processing, manufacturing, information technology, mining and quarrying, energy, services and tourism. The Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, is reporting that over 1 million tourists have visited Jamaica during the first 6 months of this year. This is a 1.4% increase in the number of visitors when compared with the same period for 2013. Figures from the JTB indicate that while arrivals from the United States decreased in 2013 when compared to the previous year, there was an increase in arrivals from Canada, Europe, and Asia. During the period, the island also welcomed approximately 745,000 cruise passengers, a 5% increase over the same period last year. The country also received 224 calls from cruise ships during the period, a 7% increase over last year's figures. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company has corrected the glitch in its ticketing system, which had resulted in senior citizens being issued tickets with the incorrect figure. Following the JUTC fare increase on August 24, seniors who paid their fare of $40 by cash were being issued tickets reflecting $30. The JUTC had indicated that it was working to fix the problem within the shortest possible time.
What happens now is that a senior citizen, aged 60 and over, who pays any JUTC driver on any bus $40 in cash, will now receive a ticket reflecting $40 from that driver from the ticket machine. I want to highlight also that the seniors who were using their smarter cards were unaffected, because when they used their smarter cards, they were receiving $40 tickets.
Deputy Managing Director of Operations Kirk Finneking speaking in an interview with JIS News Wednesday. And Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson is leading a delegation to the Third International Conference on Small Island Developing States, SIDS, in Apia, Samoa. The conference got underway September 1 and is being held under the theme, The Sustainable Development of SIDS Through Genuine and Durable Partnerships. It is being held against the backdrop of extreme challenges being faced by SIDS. These include the disproportionate effects of the impacts of climate change, diminished terms of trade, and high levels of unemployment, especially among young people, among other issues. It is within this context that one of Jamaica's priorities for the conference is to strengthen the partnerships established to ensure implementation of agreements related to the sustainable development of SIDS. During the conference, Jamaica will engage in important bilateral and multilateral meetings with key partners, including Germany, Israel, Japan, Singapore, and Switzerland. Jamaica will also chair a critical discussion organized by the Economic Commission on Latin America and the Caribbean on the vulnerability of Caribbean small island development states. The conference ends September 4. That was the JIS News. I am Oroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.